The hallway outside the illegal basement unit is damp and dim. It reeks of raw sewage and baby formula. Inside, Sarah sits on a sagging couch, rocking her toddler against her shoulder. The child wheezes, tiny ribs working too hard. You can feel the sticky humidity on your skin. Beside you, the landlord's attorney taps his watch. In his other hand is a $5,000 cashier's check and a non-disclosure agreement. He slides the papers forward. She signs. She gets the move-out cash today, he says, voice flat. But she drops the lead paint lawsuit. In your pocket are Sarah's lab results. Her toddler's blood lead levels are spiking. Every extra night here could mean more damage. But you also know what an 8-month lawsuit looks like. During that time, Sarah and her child would likely be stuck in this toxic unit. The city's family shelters are completely full, and the NDA has a cost that goes beyond Sarah. If she signs, the city will never be able to legally inspect this building through the case. The landlord can rent this same neurotoxic trap to another desperate family next week, and no one will be warned. Sarah looks up at you, eyes red with exhaustion. I just want my baby safe. Should I sign? The attorney uncaps his pen and holds it out. What do you tell Sarah to do?